Kyron Potts, an Indigenous content creator born in Edmonton and originating from the Paul Ban First Nation and Alexis Nakota Sioux Nation, was named to TikTok's 2022 Global Discover List as not only one of two Canadians to make the 50-person list, but as the only Indigenous creator. Potts says he was pleasantly surprised to hear the news of his nomination.
I really wasn't super familiar with what the creator list was. And then once I found out about the sort of scope of it, I was really shocked and surprised, but also extremely humbled and really proud, I think, of myself, because I recognized that I was the only Indigenous person on the list, and that meant a lot to me. I felt like that nomination was a little bit bigger than me, which was really nice.
To get to this point, Potts says there's a lot of inspirations from his past experiences that have helped him get to where he is now.
I've always really loved performing. I mean, I was in a traditional Métis dance group for 15-16 years. We performed all across Canada. We went to different big concerts and competitions. And I was also a singer when I was younger, and I used to sing in singing competitions, and I was in drama, always on stage in front of people, trying to entertain, trying to get people to laugh, trying to get people to smile and forget about their stresses. I really think that my love of both technology and my love of performing and entertaining and writing was just such a perfect marriage of all of those things on TikTok. And that really inspired me to start creating the content that I do now, which is like some comedic content and then also a lot of like beauty related things, because I love playing around with makeup and things like that and fashion, and then also doing a lot of like advocacy and speaking about issues that are important to me. That really inspired me so much, and it continues to inspire me. I do what I love, and I love what I do.
With a booming social media presence only looking to grow, Kyron Potts has his sights set on bigger, grander things.
My goals in my personal life and in my career are to be a successful filmmaker. I have aspirations to create 2 or 3 big projects this year, which I'm going to start writing and getting some funding for and start getting the balls rolling on those projects. I've always really wanted to take my content that I make now, which are short films sometimes in themselves, but taking those and really elevating them and taking them to the next level and seeing my work on massive screens around the world. It's a dream of mine, but now that I've kind of got at least half a foot in the door of like whatever industry this is, it's starting to feel like they're a lot more attainable. And so they're more so just goals now, and I'm really doing my best to just run at them with full force. So fingers crossed.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.